Hey, Glitter Gang, it's your host, Crystal Nielsen, with the Reign Over Your Life podcast. Consider this your space for healing, growth, and community. I've been in the health and wellness coaching space for over a decade, and I am on a mission to help support you in showing up more fully in your life. Each week, I'll be coming on here and interviewing experts and leaders in the transformational healing space on how we can show up in our lives more authentically. So join me every Monday to kickstart your week with momentum, because it is time to reign over your life. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. Today we're going to be diving into creating safety in your body, the power there is in changing your mind. And we're going to kick it off with our very first weekly recap segment. Now, it's important for me to implement this moving forward in our RXL podcast, as we're about to take a big transition. Next week, I'm going to start bringing on guest speakers in the transformation and healing space, specifically focusing on self-help modalities that can support you on your own transformation. And I also want to remind everyone that I'm on my own healing and growth journey. My mission with this podcast was just to cultivate a space for transformation, to start creating safety within my body and start opening up these conversations. I know being on The Bachelor, that has given me some notoriety in the pop culture space. I want to bring these conversations about inner child work, trauma healing, I want to bring them to a bigger platform for conversation, because these are the areas that I have been working on in my own healing journey and that have helped me transform the most. And today's episode, I'm going to be sharing some huge insights that I had, because last week I had my very first therapy session. So I'm going to tell you all about that. I'm going to talk about these modalities that I've been implementing. And I'm also going to talk about a few things that shifted within my business structure and how it seemed that everything was falling apart, but then it all came together even more beautifully than I even could have imagined. And I honestly believe that it was because I had created the safety within my body that I've been learning to reparent myself, that I was able to move through some shifting because I could give myself that reassurance, that validation, and how doing this trauma work has immediately impacted and elevated me as a business owner and an entrepreneur. So with that, let's go ahead and dive in. Now, before we get too juicy into the segment, I want to remind everyone that if you have not already joined my RXL community, we are now officially open. It is the official Reign Over Your Life community, your space for total body and mind transformation. It is my own community that I'm cultivating a space for healing, growth, and deeper conversations, especially conversations that we have on this podcast. I want to give people a space to come and be supported to start doing the inner work themselves. But you also get my master content library that's filled with all my workouts and recipes and mindset tools like affirmation scripts, EFT tappings. And we are kicking off the launch of our community with one of my beloved programs, the Fit for Fall 21-Day Fitness Challenge that starts on Monday, which is today. So if you haven't already, you can go ahead and join us. I will link it below. You can head to crystalnielsen.com and click on RXL, and it'll take you to a space where you can sign up and lock in your founding member rate. All right, now with that said, let's dive in. So I don't know about you guys, but as I have been becoming an entrepreneur and as I've been learning to become a mother and to parent my daughter with not having a foundation of that, not having strong role models as a child to look up to, I've been figuring out a lot on my own. And particularly in my business, I noticed that I had been hesitating a lot. I had been doubting myself and just feeling in this very negative space where I was like, I know better. Why am I not making these moves? Why am I afraid to post the post, to commit to setting a date for a launch? Well, I ended up bringing this conversation into my therapy session, and I signed up for Better Health. This is not a sponsor or shout out to them or sponsor post. It really is a shout out. And I was just looking for some guidance as I have now come to a space where I'm ready to do the work. I'm ready to break free from this generational trauma that I have been witnessing in my family. And I'm ready to break that. I'm ready to like break these cycles. And I ended up hiring a business coach probably like 6 months ago. And it was a big investment. And I wanted her to help me really scale my business. And as we got to working, what really came through was that I didn't need business coaching. I know how to run a fucking business. I needed to create safety in my life. So what that kind of led me down a rabbit hole was uncovering somatic healing. And that is essentially understanding that we hold trauma in the body. The body doesn't communicate with our prefrontal cortex. So our body doesn't understand language. So if we use affirmations like, I'm safe, I'm safe, I'm safe, our body isn't going to resonate with that. Our body responds to touch. Our body responds to feeling. And so I've started going down this rabbit hole of learning how to remove and release trauma from the body. That brought me on to EFT tappings, which I have done multiple episodes on the power of tapping and how what that does is it actually helps you release the trauma energy in your body. Our body responds not to cognitive thinking or even language. Our body, particularly our trauma body, responds to touch. And so navigating in my conversation with my therapist, it was incredible because I was able to have these, understand these clinical terminologies and start to unpack at a faster rate of really what was going on with me. This past week, what I have really committed to, and honestly the past few weeks, is there is so much power in sitting with your emotions, in sitting with the pain in your body to feel safe enough to go there and feel, as opposed to pouring a glass of wine, turning on Netflix, like zoning out, going shopping, going and being busy, to actually sit in stillness and sit with the feeling, breathe into it, feel in your body where it is, acknowledge and validate that feeling and love and accept yourself anyways. That has been what I have been doing the past week. And I will tell you, damn, that was my missing key. Not to say that I'm solved and healed now, but I've been lacking the safety to even go there. And that is what I want to encourage everyone this week to look at in your body and see where in your body are you holding on to this pain. And if you're ready to let go, you don't need to buy all these books. You don't need to go take all these courses. You can go and sit or lay in your bed and just put your hands on your heart and breathe. And one thing that really stood out to me in my therapy session was the importance of not being critical on ourselves. Instead, coming from a place of curiosity, of just being inquisitive to say, huh, I'm feeling triggered. I wonder why that is. I wonder what in my childhood caused me to feel this way. And knowing that we as adults, it is our job and our responsibility to do the work to heal it. Now, my therapist, Stephanie, she gave this amazing metaphor that I wanted to share with you because I thought it was so fitting. When we buy a house and we're doing a remodel, we're not just going to update the cabinets and leave the countertops from the 1980s. We got to gut the whole kitchen. And our belief systems very much operate in the same way. Our belief systems are coping mechanisms that we adapt as children need to be reframed and readapted and updated, much like our remodel, in a new belief, empowered into a new belief system that makes us feel empowered as adults. What's interesting is that as children, I've been reading a lot of people saying this, but as children are servants. Children don't have the power of choice. Children don't have the power to say yes or say no or set those boundaries. And depending on what your caregiver or parent or primary caregiver, how they role modeled boundaries, how they role modeled love, were they like nurturing or withholding? All of that shapes you into who you become. And I was recognizing that a lot of my childhood coping mechanisms have really been hindering me in my, not only in my business, in my intimate relationships, in my interpersonal relationships, in my self-talk, self-worth, and all of those needed to be upgraded. And that's a really important thing to look at because, again, going back to hiring that business coach, I was like, I know how to do this. Why am I hesitating? Why am I afraid to launch? Because I was trying to launch this RXL, the podcast, back in June, and it just kept not being the right time. And it was because I kept taking the steps and hiring the coach and doing the things, but I kept hesitating. I kept getting into this negative feedback loop and not moving forward. And it was because I didn't feel safe in my body. I didn't feel safe to share my voice. I didn't feel safe to show up as me. And so I sought that validation through credentials, through hiring coaches, through making busy work. And it left me feeling empty and heavy and unfulfilled because I wasn't being the real me, the true me. And so I was trying on different things, trying to see what felt good, trying out LTK, trying to be a little fashion blogger, trying out being an influencer, trying out just being a mommy. And all along, I was just avoiding sitting with me. So where I'm at on my transformation journey is I'm really understanding and so grateful for every single thing that has happened to me because all of my experiences have led me down this radical journey of healing, trauma recovery, inner child work, and it has brought me back to the body and how I believe that it's through the body that we can rebuild our lives, that we can become the best versions, highest versions of ourselves, that we can create that stillness because the trauma stays in the body. And we as adults have the responsibility and want to have that self-worth to honor and love ourselves enough to be able to go there and sit with where our body is trying to express herself so that we can move out of the way and allow what needs to come through us, come through. Now, my therapist, Stephanie, said that our inner child is going to keep crying until we attend to her. So if you find yourself feeling triggered in relationships, hitting these like recurring feedbacks, like going back in these negative loops where you're like, why do I keep going here? Why do I keep lashing out at my partner? Why do I keep hesitating and afraid to commit? Why am I being like a jerk to my partner? Why am I pushing people away? Why am I feeling obligated? Go find a space to sit down and be with yourself and just get curious. Why? I wonder why I feel that way. I wonder what happened in my childhood that would make me believe this. Because sitting in the stillness, breathing through it, acknowledging it, validating your inner child, and then giving her that love, that validation, that acceptance, that's what's going to allow us to heal. And that is how I've been healing. And I will tell you that finally being able to share RXL and to share with all the women and bring everyone into the RXL community has just unleashed so much creativity. I didn't realize how much I'd been keeping all this inside, right? Because I didn't want to talk about the launch before the launch happened, but how much it was like hurting me to just to not provide the love and the resources that I wanted to. And so with that, I have thought so much about RXL and my mission for it. And my mission is that transformational experiences should be affordable and accessible to anyone ready to take that step and change their life. And we were set to increase our price. We were going to double it and then close enrollment while we ran our Fit for Fall challenge. And I, while sitting in my safety, while allowing myself to be validated and acknowledged, I came back to my core value and my mission and why the fuck I keep showing up for this brand and this launch and these podcasts, because I want to hold space for women to feel safe to be seen, to use their voice, to express themselves, to start the business, to launch the dream, to get it done and get after it. So I decided over the weekend that I would not be doubling the price and I would not be closing enrollment. We will extend and continue the founding member rate of only $44 and just leave it open for the community. And I feel really good about it. You know, at first I was a little nervous to tell my team because I felt like, oh, am I changing my mind again? Am I making a pivot? Am I going to disappoint them? Am I going to disappoint my clients who were getting the founding member rate and they felt the urgency to buy now? And no, we're not disappointing anyone. And that is the power of changing our mind. It's remaining flexible in our approach, because how we adapt in life is being flexible, is being okay to shift and pivot, because this is a move that better serves my mission. And that's what I had to keep coming back to, was what on my heart, where am I being guided to go and guided to support and lead? And it's here. It's providing an affordable, accessible entry point into a transformational community and experience. And so that's what we decided with RXL. And as you can see, that when we get in our head and we're afraid of what people are going to think about us, when we're criticizing ourselves, when we're beating ourselves up, rather than coming from a place of love and compassion and curiosity, we can get stuck in those negative loops and never be able to break that pattern. So that's a really big awareness for me this past week that I want to give a moment and bring it here on the podcast for you to also reflect. Where in your life are you not making the move that you want to make because of a fear of judgment from the outside world? Worth thinking about. And I will tell you, I've had 4 different people reach out to me to call me after listening to the podcast, particularly episode 3, which is God Walks and Energy Talks, if you haven't yet listened to it, to tell me and ask me for business advice, how they are feeling inspired to now finally have the courage to go after their dreams and their desires. And it's so rewarding, because when I was dream journaling a couple months ago, what came through, I was like, actually, it was about 8 months ago I was journaling. It was the beginning of the year and business coaching came up for me. And I do like stream of conscious journaling where I just write and just see what comes out. And I wrote it and I looked at it and I go, business coaching. And I got chills all over my body. And I go, oh my God, I'm not a business coach. Who am I to talk about business? Who am I? Like, what are people going to think? And I went into that negative feedback loop of caring so much about what other people think about me, seeking my validation and my worth through what people are going to reflect back at me. And that's not how we get through life, babe. That's not how our dreams are going to happen. We got to give that love and that validation to ourselves. Because guess what? Me showing up for this podcast, like, we don't have all our businesses and systems in place. We're still figuring shit out. Like, I still don't even know technically how to bring on a guest and like figure that out. But I'm not letting it stop me anymore. I'm going for it. We don't need to be perfect. We just need to get started. So this week's takeaway is, what is one action that you can take today in the next 24 hours to start making your dreams happen, to start building that momentum? You don't need to be perfect. You just need to be you. You don't need all the credentials. You don't need that amount of followers. You don't need the website. Just start being you and just start sharing and expressing yourself as your most authentic self. It is fucking liberating. It has been what I've been trying on this week, inspired by the book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. I'm only on chapter 3. And damn, if you have not read that book, head to Audible. I'm actually going to link it in the show notes for you to check it out, because wow, that inspired me so much. We can dive more into it. And honestly, I might even make it part of our RXL book club, because it's so good and worth a read and worth a reread. And to close it all out and bring it all full circle, it's, I've made these moves because I feel safety in my body. And yesterday, we had a few things happen with the team where things just didn't run as smoothly and a bunch of external circumstances happened and I was supposed to film the podcast. It wasn't on the books. And I felt so safe and secure in my body that I just surrendered it. And I was like, I don't need to stress out about this. I'm not going to stress out about it because I love myself fully and completely. And I fully trust in my team and I fully trust in myself to execute and get it done. And I'm not going to worry about it. And it ended up being, because I had that space, I ended up being able to pivot with RXL and go down this entirely new way of where I can support the community. And I'll tell more about that later. You guys will know very, very soon. If you're in the RXL community, you'll definitely know first, or on my email list, the Glittergram. And it's okay. It's okay. As Mark Mason, I believe that's the author of The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, says, give less fucks. Give less fucks about what other people think about you. Give less fucks about criticizing yourself. Instead, show up from a space of confidence and trust and assurance, because you're giving yourself that love and validation. You don't need it from anyone else. You don't need it from views. You don't need it from a viral reel. You don't need it from likes and comments, because engagement doesn't determine your value as a human being. You determine your value. And if you're feeling that self-worth is an area and confidence that you want to build upon, practice the art of sitting in silence with yourself and breathing into the body. Breathing into where your body is trying to tell you, we're ready to go here, we're ready to explore, and we're ready to release. Because like my therapist says, the nagging child won't stop crying until she's acknowledged. And that is a beautiful gift that you can give yourself, is just liberation. Well, that pretty much covers this week's episode. I am so excited that we're kicking off Fit for Fall. It's like going into the holiday seasons with workout plan and recipes. It is so exciting to me because this is the time of the year when most people don't feel as motivated. So really bringing community together, making it fun. That is what we are all about. And it is happening right now inside RXL. So head to kristinolson.com, find the RXL tab and join us. And if you found this episode inspiring, let me know on the socials. I love when you guys tag me and share your biggest takeaway of the episode. I love getting that feedback. And if you know someone that you love and care about and they have a big dream on their heart, but maybe they're creating a little resistance, maybe they're a little afraid because they don't know how, please send them this episode so that they can start uncovering and feeling that safety in their body to really go for their dreams. Okay, guys, I'll see you next week. Bye. If you loved this week's episode and you're ready to kickstart living as the biggest and best version of yourself, go and check out my exclusive RXL community. We take this mindset work to the next level and give you the support space you need to implement these lifestyle changes. Plus, you get access to my master content library, and it is packed with all the resources you need, including workouts, recipes, meditations, EFT tappings, and so much more. I believe that health and wellness is the first pillar to focus on when changing your life, and RXL is a perfect place to support you. To learn more, just click the link below in the show notes, and I cannot wait to see you inside the community.